between 1999 and 2002, when she was underage, she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew on several occasions. What was your reaction when you heard that?
Well, knowing him as I know him, and he's one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, and my best friend, and great father to my children, I just thought, I don't understand in this day and age how people can make salacious lies up. This is defamation of character of a person that is the opposite of how he's being portrayed.
Prince Andrew have a nickname at that time?
It was called the c***. Plain and simple, because unfortunately, he upset everyone he come across. He was the most unpopular member of the royal family while I was there. And he was just rude, arrogant. I mean, his sense of self-entitlement was breathtaking.
The Epstein fallout, raining like molten disgust from the sky, is so widespread that the panic amongst the normies has cracked wide open, while the scramble to close Pandora's box by the ghoulish establishment continues to ramp up. The pseudo-British monarchy, pseudo because they are actually German, is again under fire as King Charles, longtime pal of the late cadaver-raping pedophile Jimmy Savile, watches his disgraced brother Prince Andrew get hauled in by police amid the latest Epstein file dumps. The UK elite, essentially a pedo class at this point.
Oh, no, some people want the age of consent to be four.
What?
What country is this?
UK, our nation, yes.
What?
If you look at the people who are involved in the paedophile information exchange, which was most, had most of its power probably from the 70s onwards, 80s, 90s, they had funding from the Home Office in the 90s. Mm. Those people are still around. In fact, one of the members of the paedophile information exchange is the treasurer of Edinburgh Pride. Some of them are academics, and they look very, very, you know, professional as they're talking about the importance of, you know, giving children their own autonomy.
Tom O'Carroll is a self-confessed, unrepentant pedophile and one of the founding members of the Pedophile Information Exchange. He now shies away from advocating the age of four. Too easily misunderstood, he says.
The age of four came into it insofar as children by that age are normally verbal and can normally say whether they are liking a particular kind of activity or not.
A proclivity passed down from the late Lord Mountbatten Windsor to his pedo relatives.
To the royal family, he was irreplaceable, especially to Prince Charles, who grew up under Mountbatten's watchful eye. But there's one lesson Charles never knew he was being taught: how to hide desire in plain sight. Because Mountbatten was married, but not monogamous, not straight, and not harmless. A 1944 FBI file described him as a homosexual with a perversion for young boys. That wasn't just American paranoia. British intelligence, too, noted that Mountbatten had a lust for working-class youth, often teenage naval cadets, the kind who couldn't say no. In the 1970s, guests at his Broadlands estate described weekends filled with entertainment that rarely included his wife.
Andrew Mountbatten Windsor was arrested on his ominous 66th birthday of suspicion of misconduct in public office, tied to his Epstein connections and espionage against the state that can carry a life sentence.
Ghislaine Maxwell's family have seen fit to comment. Astonished to see Andrew Mountbatten Windsor arrested today over alleged misconduct in public office linked to material from the so-called Epstein files. You are related to a woman who has been charged with sex trafficking crimes, and you are saying allegedly called the Epstein files. He is entitled to the presumption of innocence and a fair process. What fair process have any of the victims of your relative, Ghislaine Maxwell, received?
Andrew was held for 12 hours, then released under investigation, with cops raiding his former homes the next day. Fresh emails show him allegedly sharing sensitive UK government information about trips to Southeast Asia and Afghan investments with Epstein back in 2010 to 2011 during his trade rep days.
Now they're releasing photos out of the Epstein file of him with fake breasts with babies, playing with babies on the ground with fake breasts. And there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails all about how do we get babies to suck better? Well, you play a tape with their mama when they're real hungry. one of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com, and thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
Full steam ahead with the wrecking ball at the White House.
President Trump bulldozed a third of the White House last week.
It's all being replaced by a massive ballroom.
He's ripping up the East Wing to build a grand gilded ballroom.
Construction workers yesterday began tearing down a portion of the East Wing of the White House to build President Trump's new ballroom. You guys, I don't think he's planning on leaving in 3 years.
The entire East Wing of the White House is now gone, irreparably.
I'm happy to announce Operation Big Balls.
Society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're dainty big balls.
Are tearing up the facade of the White House's East Wing, clearing the way for President Donald Trump's new ballroom.
You hear that sound? Oh, that's music to my ears. I love that sound.
It's going to be bigger than the White House itself.
The demolition sparking outrage today.
And that is more destruction the White House has seen since the troops for the British Crown burned it down in the War of 1812. And Donald Trump is tearing down the White House.
It's all part of the president's new ballroom project.
Operation Big Beautiful Balls. That's what we're going to call it.
I don't remember asking for a ballroom.
Trump continues building his multi-hundred million dollar ballroom.
And we're now at $350 million.
Barry tore up the White House and spent $400 million in taxpayer money during a recession. And what did he have to show for it? A basketball court.
And Trump's using donor money to build all of it.
Trump's spending less. $300 million on a big, beautiful ballroom, and you're not paying for it.
The government's paying absolutely nothing.
The ballroom is going to be glorious.
But I made the balls a little larger as a tribute to my manhood.
The biggest and most beautiful balls of them all.
Oh, we've got big balls!
No one elected big balls.
Big B-A-L-L-S, big balls here.
Big balls.
recently, I voted for big balls. Elon Musk does.
And welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am your host, Nick Sorter. Down here in the beautiful state of Florida still, I decided to just take my mom and sister down here to the Florida Keys for a few days. So I have a flight, unfortunately, back to the swamp here very shortly, and not looking forward to it. But big news here out of Florida today, guys. I'm sure you saw that this is what a lot of us woke up to down there at Mar-a-Lago. Yet another what seems to be assassination attempt against either President Trump or somebody close to him. We had in his early 20s, this guy that decided to run into the secure perimeter around 1:30 a.m. this morning. Reports are saying that he had a gas can as well as a shotgun. And we have a picture and video of that as well. That's clip number 10, guys. This is from the sheriff down here, Palm Beach County Sheriff, with the FBI and the Secret Service doing a joint press conference. You don't have to run the audio. It'll just show the picture, guys. If you just want to pull that video up, it'll show. He holds up a photo, and they are also asking for other people around, residents in the nearby area, to pull up Ring video camera. They're trying to trace all this guy's steps, and we have found out his identity as well. His parents reported him missing just a few hours beforehand, I believe 7:30 last night. And let's see here. I'm going to pull this up here. This is the worst part about doing remote hits. It takes a second for things to load, annoyingly. Where did we go? Yeah, whatever. Oh, here we go. It's lost in all the other stuff that I was supposed to about the Olympics today. That was a much more exciting story to cover. I'm just being totally honest with you. So they identified him as 21-year-old Austin Tucker Martin. His parents reported him last missing at about 7:51 p.m. last night. That's when he was last seen. And it seems like, yeah, I mean, he's came from the Carthage, North Carolina area. So that's, he got there quite quickly, actually. I didn't measure that part out to see how long it would take to get from Carthage, North Carolina to West Palm Beach. I mean, if he just beelined it, or if he took a flight, or what the hell happened, or maybe his parents didn't notice he was missing until 7:30 or so last night. But you know, we've got more to this. Luckily, they amped up security around Mar-a-Lago recently. That was for Dan Bongino. That was on Fox News this morning. And look, guys, at some point, if the Democrats were serious about stopping this stuff, if this was another attempt on President Trump's life, and now we're looking at, what, the fourth attempt? And they're still not going to tone back the rhetoric. I mean, they didn't tone back the rhetoric after Charlie Kirk was killed either. So I don't expect them to do it this time. And that's unfortunate because, you know, we're being told that we're the ones that need to tone down the rhetoric. Like when we go and cover the ICE riots and the immigration enforcement and such, and what we're saying along those lines. And we're not the ones going out there and attempting to assassinate people like President Trump and Charlie Kirk. And there have been independent journalists that have been out on the streets that have had similar issues and have to worry about being, you know, just stabbed to death, you know, whatever, by these people that are led to believe by the Democrats that they're waging some sort of holy war against people like us, against people like President Trump, against Charlie Kirk, and that them taking one for the team by taking out somebody like Charlie Kirk is your patriotic duty. I hate to even use that word because patriotism is like it's one of the worst words in the dictionary for leftists. But it's sad that you wake up to this news, you see it, and it doesn't hit like it used to. It's not surprising. It doesn't give you that same feeling of like terror that it used to, because it feels like it happens all the time now. It feels like it's just a part of life. And then everybody moves on. You saw how the left reacted when Ilhan Omar was sported with salad dressing. And she came out like, I'm a survivor. Like, you guys, the left doesn't deal with any of them. It's only people on the right that have to be worried about being killed just for walking outside. But sorry, we had a few technical glitches when we were starting the show here, guys. We're going to come back here in just a couple of minutes with Representative T.J. Roberts with Kentucky. The governor of Kentucky apparently still wants to mutilate kids. Believable.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow, you're.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain. Okay. So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something.
Sure.
Crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing methylene blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our methylene blue. Our methylene blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it. I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing, live here again remotely. So sorry if my feed's a little bit choppy. I'm pretty much never in a studio when I do these shows. I'm always on the road. This is the one and only time that you're going to see me on any sort of vacation type footing, just because, you know, you have to see your family every once in a while, I guess. But I want to go ahead and bring in PJ Roberts, representative from Kentucky, because the governor of Kentucky, Andy, is once again pretty much finger to the people of Key and pretending like the boy king himself, and that his opinion is the only thing that matters. TJ, welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Thank you for having me on, Nick, and things are going well. Just trying to make sure that Kentucky remains conservative despite our governor, and as we're seeing from these latest reports about his desire to mutilate Kentucky children and his near religious use of tax dollars to get his own name ID out in light of his 2028 presidential run, as I was calling it a couple months ago. It's shameful, and we have to make sure that there's accountability moving forward.
Yeah, and so I want to give a little context for this for people that don't know. Andy Beshear recently went on The View and said that faith is driving him to push gender mutilation. And so I just want to roll that clip. It sounds like we're just making this up, right? But it's what he said. It's his own words. Clip number 9, guys.
But we rarely talk about the why. People want to know what drives us, especially in a world with social media where everyone's looking for the next authentic thing. For me, that's my faith. Most of the decisions I make are based on that golden rule that says we love our neighbor as ourselves, yeah. And that parable of the Good Samaritan that says everyone is our neighbor. Yeah. And so when I've taken actions like vetoing the nastiest piece of anti-LGBTQ legislation that ever came through my state, I described it in those terms. I said my faith teaches me that all children are children of God. Yeah. And I didn't want people picking on those kids.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you this real quick, and just say, you know, I'll let you comment on the video as well. But he's citing his faith, saying that his faith guides him. Although you're a man of faith, I know you're pretty religious. The guy that actually sued him because Andy Beshear didn't want to let you go to church on Easter Sunday. Say you're probably more of a man of faith than the guy that tried to put churchgoers in jail. You know. Just give me your overall thoughts, man.
Yeah, I have no doubt that Andy Beshear's faith guides his decisions. I'm not sure what that faith is, but what I am sure of is that that faith is not Christianity. Christianity does not teach that it is okay to mutilate children for the sexual gratification of another person. What Christianity does teach is that for those who would do such a thing to a child, it is better that a millstone be attached to their neck and they be dropped to the bottom of the ocean. And for someone to cite faith as the grounds for doing this to a child, I can't think of any faith that allows that. I can't also think about a faith that authorizes the jailing of people for expressing their faith. There is one true church. It is the one that was instituted on this earth by Jesus Christ. Andy Beshear took active steps to stop that. Neil Gorsuch called it the greatest intrusion upon civil liberties in the peacetime history of this nation. Neil Gorsuch was right. It's shameful that the governor is doing this, and there's so much more coming out about him that shows the outrageous use of Kentucky resources. He just recently said he doesn't care what Kentuckians think about this. He's going to continue to advocate for the mutilation of children, and we're going to put a stop to it. The good news is, in Kentucky, it only takes a majority to override any of his vetoes. We passed Senate Bill 150 to ban the gender mutilation of minors. He vetoed it. We immediately overrode that veto. That is the law of the land, whether Andy Beshear likes it or not.
Beautiful. I mean, Andy Beshear, I mean, obviously he's launching his 2028 presidential campaign on the Kentucky taxpayers' dime. I see him go on TV, and every time he makes an appearance, TJ, it gets worse and worse and worse for him. He went on there saying that every ICE agent needs to be withdrawn from every community, and then and said that ICE is not welcome in Kentucky, although the vast majority of Kentuckians clearly support ICE. And then just days after that, a massive driver's license scheme ended up going, ended up becoming national news. And just days later, it's like, this guy is, it's not looking too good for him. Every time he goes on TV, it ends up being some sort of scandal. But that's clip number five, guys.
People accused of running a driver's license scheme in Louisville are now facing federal charges.
Four of them appeared in court today. Jamie Mays joins us live to tell us what happened in front of the judge. Jamie?
Rick, Vicky, the defendants who appeared in court pleaded not guilty today. The fifth suspect does not have any record of his arrest just yet, but all are accused of working together, charging immigrants hundreds of dollars for illegal licenses.
A new indictment describes the elaborate scheme targeting people who didn't know how to get a driver's license in Kentucky. The document says starting no later than November 1st, 2023, Raul Teles Ojeda, Lozaro Alejandro Castelo Rojas, and Robert Danger Correa recruited people who were immigrants and offered to get them a license by avoiding a line and bypassing testing requirements at the driver licensing regional office at the NEA Center. Those applicants were allegedly told fees ranged from $200 to $1,500 and were made to believe the process was legal. The indictment says the suspects often escorted applicants on the day of their appointment and told them where to wait and when to enter the NEA Center. Many of the applicants had difficulty speaking English. As part of the scheme, Danita Wilson and Ariel Matthews, who worked as temp workers at the NEA Center, are accused of manually changing the status of driver's license records so the system would recognize licenses that did not exist. According to the indictment, a duplicate license would be printed even though an original had never been issued. It also says the scheme involved kickbacks and bribes to other workers within the licensing office so that certain customers were directed to Wilson and Matthews' issuing stations. The suspects are accused of running the scheme through October of 2024. They're now charged with dozens of counts of mail fraud, unlawful production of identification documents, and money laundering conspiracy.
Raul Teles Ojeda was not in court today, and there is no record of his arrest just yet. If convicted, the defendants face a maximum of 20 years for each count of charges filed. Reporting live, I'm Jamie Mays, WOKY.
Well, every ICE agent should be withdrawn from every city and every community that they're in.
Yeah, TJ, what do you think, man? Is this what Kentuckians want?
This is not what Kentuckians want. We don't want illegals increasing our insurance rates through increased accidents. We don't want cover-ups that Andy Beshear is engaged in. We don't want whistleblower retaliation like we've previously covered, where the governor fired the person who exposed this. I'm drafting articles of impeachment over this, and if those don't move, I'm prepared to force a vote on it to make clear that this is not Kentucky.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula and you like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. and it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there. The shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
And welcome back to the Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor, again live from this island. So again, sorry about the connection, but I am glad that that we have TJ Roberts here on the line as well to go back and talk about this Supreme Court ruling that we just saw come down yesterday. Where, you know, you've got everything from people panicking over the fact that, hey, we might have to give back all this money and these via refunds, hundreds of billions of dollars. TJ, your thoughts on the ruling? We have a few clips here as well, but I want to ask you, because you are an attorney. You have you work with a firm that's been at the Supreme Court level before. You may have even had a case or two at the Supreme Court level as a plaintiff. So what are your thoughts on this? Was this the correct ruling here, these tariffs that have been struck down? And then we'll talk a little bit about what President Trump said. His next steps have been, obviously, he's implemented or signed executive orders for new tariffs since then. So what are your thoughts on that, TJ?
Yeah, so when I look to a case in front of a federal court, one of the fundamentals of Article 3 is the notion of redressability, whether we can actually fix the problem that is addressed. I don't think you have a redressability in this case. So I'm not sure how the Supreme Court can actually fix this, even if they were right on the substantive law. But I think the dissenters got it right when they said, even if the IEEPA doesn't authorize the president to implement tariffs, there are plenty of other sources of law that do. And consequently, you're not going to be able to do this refund issue, you're not going to be able to undo any price increases anyone incurred. So I'm not sure how the court actually had Article III jurisdiction in the first place to decide the merits of this issue. It seems to me that they overstepped their bounds on it, and I think that the three dissenters ultimately got it right on the fact that there are so many other sources of law that warrant what the president did. So I suppose if we got into the merits and there was some way to redress it, maybe, but you have to ask the constitutional questions first. Namely, can the court actually fix the problem that the plaintiffs are suing over? They simply can't.
Yeah, and so obviously, you know, right after this happened, we saw President Trump immediately had a press conference at the White House, called a press conference at the White House, and announced that he was going to put a 10% tariff on all countries immediately. That's clip number 28, guys.
Therefore, effective immediately, all national security tariffs under Section 232 and existing Section 301 tariffs, they're existing, they're there, remain in place, fully in place, and in full force and effect. Today, I will sign an order to impose a 10% global tariff under Section 122 over and above our normal tariffs already being charged. And we're also initiating several Section 301 and other investigations to protect our country from unfair trading practices of other countries and companies. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you for your attention to this matter. And as of this morning, those have been bumped up to now 15%. Is that something that that you believe is legally sound? It seems like to me, TJ, that Justice Kavanaugh, I believe it was 60, 70 page dissent, pretty much giving an outline as to what President Trump could do to make it legal and keep tariffs in effect.
Yeah, I mean, what you know with that dissent is that there are three Supreme Court justices who are ready to affirm the tariffs under any of those avenues that Justice Kavanaugh wrote about. You just have to convince two of the six others, and that flies. So I think it's doable. I think following that guidance is actually worthwhile, especially whenever you look to how the composition of the court was, because Justices Gorsuch and Barrett did not join anything past parts 2A of the decision of the majority. And so only parts 1 and part 2A are actually binding, where there's five members that have conclusively established it. So Whether there are other avenues, it's entirely feasible, especially when you look to the time of the founding. Tariffs was the main way that the federal government funded itself. If we didn't have the income tax, and that's one of the things, I would actually be fully supportive of this. I would be fully supportive of replacing the income tax with tariffs.
We're starting off.
And
so
I think
I'm in 111. I don't really want to say that on live on camera, but yes, sit here. You can.
Okay. So what are you doing?
We're live on TV right now. We got a nice background here. I'm not bothering anybody.
Well, what are you taking pictures of the
building? I'm not taking pictures of the building. It's facing this way.
Talking about they're spending money and all their
other stuff. Who?
I'm saying something.
We're talking about tariffs.
Huh?
We're talking about Trump's tariffs.
Okay. Right. You can't do that here.
I can't do that on the property or the place that I'm staying at.
No, sir.
Okay. So somebody complained because I. Okay, even though I'm staying here, even though I'm paying to stay here,
doesn't mean you get bring your camera out and take pictures of the property or yourself.
I'm taking pictures of this side.
I understand that.
All right, TJ, just keep riffing on tariffs for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, look, so consumption taxes is actually a more appropriate model for this when you look to the fact that an individual is capable of deciding how much they are taxed because they get to decide how much they consume. Income taxes, they discourage productivity. They discourage you from working. It is the government claiming entitlement to a portion of what you earn. That is highly destructive to a production-based economy, especially a savings-based economy. Property taxation is the most immoral form of taxation. It is the government claiming a portion of what you own. The federal government doesn't do property-based taxation. Thank goodness. I hope it never happens. But every state does. Every single state. I'm the sponsor of House Bill 75 in Kentucky, which would exempt your primary residence and your primary vehicle from property-based taxation. And that would be the ultimate form of economic stimulus to the American people to make sure that they truly own their home, they truly own their vehicle, they truly own the means necessary to the American dream. Obviously, there are necessary expenditures that the government must make: roads, ports, national defense, law enforcement, the obvious issues, right? But you cannot disparage the property of another in order to fund that. I fully support switching to a consumption-based model. Several states are in the process of doing that. I believe it's Florida. They just abolished all property taxes for everything except for school-based property taxes. And that is what you're going to see from that is you're going to see an unbelievable amount of new economic activity out of Florida as they switch to a consumption-based model. It's going to encourage people to work. It's going to encourage people to save. It's going to encourage people to own property to pass off to the next generation. And we have to make sure that these countries that are ripping us off by imposing unbelievable tariffs on us is not capable of continuing to do so without us responding in kind. So I am fully in support of the federal government going back to the original way of how we collected revenue. And that was through a consumption-based model, especially on foreign imports, to ensure that we could have good production at the home front so people were able to make things. And in the event of an international crisis, it didn't have an effect on the day-to-day lives of the average American. That's one of the most important issues we can address today, and we have to address it now.
I have told the folks at Bigley, I said, I want to have the widest selection of combat daggers, trench knives, folding knives, you name it, that are high-quality brands that you buy in bulk that are very competitively priced, and then support the broadcast, because I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives that I went out and told them what brands I liked, what was going on, and they were able to get it. And so a bunch of the knives that sold out a few months ago, they're back in. And then these bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. This is a great knife. This knife sells in stores for $75 all day long. We're selling it for 40-something and even bigger discounts, up to 50% off right now. Some of these knives are as low as $20 a piece. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. Go there now. We've got also the murdered out black, and I love how it's that kydex, and it's got that real fine engraving on it, so it gives you that great feeling, that great... Because I got sent hundreds of knives from dozens of companies, and I'm the one that chose all these. And these are from really good companies, really good quality. And it's just a great deal. And so do your knife shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me tell you what's back in stock. We have the new ones, Alex Jones Blackout Folding Knife, 7.65 assisted opening folding knife, 3.5 high carbon Damascus blade, 1095 plus 515 N20. This is all quality. D2 steel, black PVD coating, and stonewash finish, 3.3 millimeter black thickness, black G10 handle for a secure grip, 15.5 millimeter handle thickness for confident hand feel, ball bearing pivot system for smooth deployment. I mean, it's a nice quality knife. All black, blackout finished. I call it murdered out. Fast, decisive, assisting, operating. limited production, a little before it sells out. And then we've got the same knife, but it's silver blade folding knife. If you like that, it's got a nice little hook on the end, so you can tie it to things. The forest green folding knife that is my close second, really a sexy knife. Same as the other one, it's just got that forest green. Call it forest, it's kind of like an in-between forest and olive, but nice. Kind of Border Patrol. I call it Border Patrol green. Let's change the name, Border Patrol green. That's actually what it is. This bad boy. These all sold out, but they always hold back a few hundred in case orders come in later or whatever. So tip of the spear, Spartan, trench knife with brass knuckles, murdered out, and the skull crusher. A few hundred of those. They held back a few of these. It hadn't sold out, but there's about 200 left. The Last Fire with this beauty limited edition. That funds the operation as well. It's a little different. Skull Crusher isn't as big. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. This has been sold out. They only got 500 of these the first run. Sold out in one day. It is back. They got 1,000 of them. And it's just a great knife. Really sleek and really strong. Very well made. You've got it in orange. Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. I like that. Now we've got the Alex Jones Ring Blade. This sold out the quickest last time. That's an amazing product. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get some ultramethylene blue and take advantage of the very best supplements in the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
Here, sorry about that, guys. TJ, you still there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Nick. I'm sorry that whoever the hotel company you're with was trying to cancel you, and I would urge anyone there not to go through them.
Yeah, we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But I want to get back to these. I mean, obviously, you had the tariff rulings. You had President Trump that did that press conference yesterday, and you had also Stephen Miller that came out in full support of this. And a lot of people like to hear, especially on the Trump side of things, you know, they like to hear what Stephen Miller has to say. He's an operator that usually has some pretty solid takes in terms of he's the one that's pulling a lot of strings in the background. And so I want to roll that clip real quick. That's clip number 27, guys.
Justice Thomas said so brilliantly and eloquently, the language of the statute is clear. Under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the president has the authority to regulate foreign trade. And going back to the founding of our country, the term regulate has always meant and included the power to levy duties. But here's the good news, Laura. As cowardly, as horrendous as the Supreme Court ruling was, as poorly as it reflects on John Roberts' court and the continued torturing of our statutes and our Constitution, here's the good news. The court also affirmed the president has the authority under Section 301, Section 232, Section 122, Section 338, and many other provisions of federal law that the president can levy tariffs on foreign nations. So his program will not only be fully reconstituted, but it will be expanded. And one more point, Laura. The Supreme Court also affirmed that under IEEPA, the president has authority to restrict, impede, deny, license, or even fully embargo any foreign trade. So the net result of all this is we're going to keep and grow the tariffs to bring back American manufacturing, which keeps prices low by incentivizing products to be made here in America. But it also means that President Trump has even more tools when it comes to dealing with foreign countries that undermine our security.
So, TJ, Stephen Miller right on that topic. Right? President Trump, after this ruling that came out, does he still have the authority to, you know, implement tariffs by himself through his executive authority under Sections 301 and 232?
Stephen Miller is right. Congress has already acted on this matter and given the president ample authority to impose duties upon foreign nations when they are jeopardizing our security, when they are ripping us off on trade matters. The president has that authority. The Congress has delegated that authority to the president. It was traditionally a legislative authority, but Congress is able to say, we're giving the president this authority. It's called conditional legislation. Ever since the time of the founding, that has always been constitutional. That remains constitutional to this day.
Okay, and so just to summarize your opinion here, do you believe that the American taxpayer is going to have to write checks for, you know, $100-something billion dollars in refunds on these tariffs, or do you think the argument is pretty sound as to other ways that the president can put the tariffs in? And I mean, obviously, those two things are separate, though. So, you know, you could still possibly see refunds because the Supreme Court is saying that the statutes that were used were incorrect.
So there is no way under the current law that the taxpayer would be held liable for this. That is not permitted under the law. But that's also why we have to keep the majority in the House of Representatives and the Senate, because if you elect a blue Congress and a blue Senate, I guarantee you they will pass a law to punish the American people, especially in the states that elected Donald Trump, to require those refunds.
Okay, so if the Democrats were to potentially take the House of Representatives come November, they could pass a law that would refund, or I say refund, but really just write checks to whoever they want to, saying that it's a refund of the tariffs. Obviously, you'd have to get that through the Senate as well, but the president would end up vetoing that, and it probably wouldn't happen very well. So the chances are that the U.S. taxpayer is going to be on the hook for tariff refunds to companies and foreign importers and such that had to pay these duties. It's probably not going to happen. Is that safe to say?
That is safe to say, yes.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I want to move to another topic, a little bit of a better topic. A lot of us got to watch it this morning. Millions and millions of people tuned in these last few minutes that I have you here, TJ, before we're over for the day. But I want to talk about the Olympics. You had so many videos coming out of here. I mean, first of all, you know, I want to roll the clip of Besant and his comments on Eileen Gu, you know, the woman that was born and raised in one of the wealthiest neighborhoods in the United States of America that ended up defecting to communist China. Besant has some pretty base takes. So let's go ahead and roll 23 real quick. Oh, wait, not 23. I'm sorry. That's another Besant clip. Roll 16.
You didn't talk politics. You didn't talk policy. You did talk investment. Here's the great question for me. And Mr. Soros has an open invitation to come spend an hour with me here on the Will Kane Show, or his son for that matter, because I just want to understand the vision. What is the vision of George Soros for this world?
Again, many people have asked me that. I don't understand. Country's been very good to him. It was just like this young Olympic athlete that the vice president was talking about earlier on the previous show. America was great to her. She sold out for China.
We're done.
That America was great
to
Mr.
Really
Soros. He has a very different vision. And it's mercifully, it is one that the American people don't share. So,
right.
But
let's stay, if you wouldn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, it's something that a lot of people were upset about, especially people that feel a sense of patriotism with Team USA doing pretty well in the Olympics. And you had this woman that is an American. Just keep in mind, in China, dual citizenship is banned. That's one of the things that I think that we should probably bring to this country. But so she either is breaking the law over there, they've given her an exemption maybe, or she renounced her U.S. citizenship and she shouldn't be allowed back in the country. But I want to move past that a little bit and get into today, where people were actually able to feel patriotic rather than just being mad at somebody. Able to feel some patriotism here with clip number 21, guys. You can really get that one ready. With a shot seen around the world where Jack Hughes scored the winning goal for Team USA against Canada today. Go and roll that with sound. I mean, you can hear that crowd going absolutely wild for this. I got to watch it live. you can't help but get some chills when you watch this, TJ. Yeah, what are you thinking? Like, why have we moved back? Why is this such a rare thing to see now? The patriotism that has come out of that. And actually, before you answer that, let's roll some more context here. Clip number 18, and then we'll get you on the other side.
This is all about our country right now. I love the USA. I love my teammates. It's unbelievable. The USA Hockey Brotherhood is so strong, and we have so much support from ex-players. I'm so proud to be American today.
This was such an incredible game to grind out. I mean, you're bleeding right through it just looking at you right now. Can you just talk about how difficult this gold medal was to win?
Unbelievable game by Hellebuck. He was our best player tonight by a mile. Unbelievable game. Unreal game by our team. That's just a ballsy, gutsy win. That's American hockey right there. That's a great Canadian team, but we're USA. We're so proud to be Americans. Tonight was all for the country.
What does this gold medal mean to USA Hockey?
It's everything. Like I said, the USA Hockey Brotherhood means so much. Look at these guys. We're such a team. We've been together for 2 weeks. We're such a team. The USA Hockey Brotherhood is so strong, and we're so proud to win for our country.
Yeah, so TJ, your thoughts on that as we wrap up the show here?
Yeah, I mean, look, hockey is the only game that Canadians play, and they just lost to a country where it's an extremely minute interest. And that's American exceptionalism right there. Even in the less than popular issues, America is the best, even for the things that every other country is theoretically the best at. And that's why this is such a rare thing where we've lived for 4 years where we had a regime actively telling us that we should be ashamed of our heritage, we should be ashamed of our excellence, and that is no more. For whatever policies come about these next couple of years, we can at least know that we have an administration that wants you to be proud to be an American. That's a good thing.
Yep.
It is okay to be honored to be part of this community.
Perfect. And yeah, guys, I mean, Justin Trudeau came out with a statement about a year ago saying, you can't take our country and you can't take our game. Well, we took the game, so I guess we're going to take the country. TJ, where do we find you?
Yeah, my ex is at RealTJRoberts, and my website is VoteTJR.com.
Appreciate you being here. We'll see you guys next week.
We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at TheAuctionStore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives, and that's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high-quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it, so people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $47. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at TheAlexShowStore.com. But while you're at it, get Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, and more, and check out the Patriot Apparel, TheAlexShowStore.com.